The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington, and this is Healthy Living. Although cancer is one of the leading causes of death worldwide, the World Health Organization reports that colorectal cancer is one of the cancers that we can actually prevent. VOA's Carol Pearson has more on that and the story of a woman who beat colon cancer.
The colon is a long muscular tube that's also known as the large intestine. It processes undigested food. Colon cancer is linked to diet, genetic predisposition, and age. In the U.S., 1 in 23 people will be told they have colon cancer. Michelle Alexander got her diagnosis at age 53.
You know, how much longer do I have? My daughter's 24. You know, she's still got a lot of her life left. How much longer will I be with her? But those kind of thoughts go through your head.
Dr. Zhihao Wu at the University of Missouri Healthcare says this type of cancer is largely preventable.
The majority of colon cancer develop from maybe nine polyp, and that takes about 10, 15 years. So if you find a polyp and remove them, then you won't have colon cancer. So it's very important to have a screening to prevent cancer.
As scary as her diagnosis was, Alexander's passion for auto racing helped her get through her ordeal. Her favorite driver is Carl Edwards, and she had tickets to a race where he was competing. When someone shared her story with him, he called her.
And I said, there's an auction where I can bid to ride in the truck with you for driver intros, and it is my goal to win that auction. And he said, don't bid. You get here, you're riding with me.
6 weeks after surgery to remove the cancer in her colon, Alexander got her ride.
Oh, it was just joy. When I raced with my life and crossed the finish line, the winner.
Wu said Alexander's attitude helped.
She wanted to get better. She had this strong will to get better, and I think that it's very important.
Doctors say you can help prevent colon cancer if you eat plenty of greens, whole grains, and vegetables like beans and legumes, which are high in fiber. Regular exercise also helps. And if you smoke, stop. Most importantly, get a regular screening starting at age 50 or sooner if you have a family history. 2 years after her surgery, Alexander is still cancer-free and still a race car enthusiast. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
For more, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.